Ksuvis Parches Mishnah Gimel Naflok Sofim. If what falls to her through, let's say, inheritance is money, money is something that you can't really have peris from the money because money is used directly for transactions. Yilokoch behen karka vu ochel peris. So she should take the money, buy land, and from that land, then he can have peris from that land. Peris atlushim in akarka, peris that she got that are detached from the ground. So these peris are almost like a currency. Normally things that you bring in, any types of things, nichsei malug, he's supposed to have peris from those nichsei malug. But what if those nichsei malug themselves are peris? So how do you have peris of peris? So what does he do here? Yilokach ben karka vu oichel peris. You should take these fruits and use them to buy other land, and from that land, he will then be able to have peris. In the next case, v'amuchubarim bekarka, but fruits that are attached to the ground. How do you view these fruits? Because they are attached, whether to the trees, to the ground. Amar Rabbi Meir, shama noison kamehin yofin beperis v'kamehin yofin beloy peris. You should evaluate and appraise how much the whole thing is worth with the fruits and without the fruits. V'amosar, and the difference between the two, yilokach behen karka vu oichel peris. He would pay for the difference. That money would be used to buy karka, to buy land, and from that land, he would eat fruits. Meaning, according to Rabbi Meir, when let's say you have a field that has fruits on it. So technically, all the fruits, just like the field itself, are all hers right now in this state when she acquired it. So the land is an easy cheshbon because the land is hers, and anything that grows in the future from the land would be his, would be the peris, you know, the growths from the land. But what about the growths that are there now? How do you deal with that? So Bimeir says that he would actually buy those fruits from her, so he would now own those fruits, so he can eat them, just like he would normally eat fruits from her lands. But here he's actually paying for it, because they're rightfully hers. And then with that money should be then used to purchase other land, instead of her just taking the money and using it and putting it away for other things. She should actually take that money, buy land with that money, and then he will have peris from that land. The Chachamim Maimrim, Hamuchubarim lekarka shalo. Chachamim say that which is attached to the ground, the fruits that are attached, and when we say fruits, it's lav dafka fruits, by the way, it could be wheat, things like that too. Any types of produce that comes out, lamaisa, it's peris, it's not karka, and it's therefore considered his. Even like the first soul points out, it didn't grow in his rishus, it grew while it was hers, or before it was hers. And even though it's standing to be cut, we don't look at it as if it's already cut. Rather, we consider it his, because that's the takanos chacham. But the point is that it's peris, and he doesn't have to pay for it. So she would own the land, technically, it's nichsei malug, but he would be able to eat these peris, doesn't have to pay for these peris, don't have to take the money and buy other karka, just eat the peris, and he also eats any future peris that come from this land as well, obviously. Vatlushim in akarka, but obviously something that's brought in, that's already detached from the ground, shela, that's for sure hers, and that's treated like land, because that's nichsei malug of hers. Vilakech ben karka v'oichel peris. So you can't have peris of peris. So rather, just like we said in the very beginning of the Mishnah, you should take those fruits, buy other land, and then he'll have peris from that other land.